thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it sure is, and great to be back for another week with our Flickster, Mr. Lee. Has it been cold this week? I can see you've brought your Friday Finest in, your jumper, and I've got my jacket on as well. Jeez, it has been cool, hasn't it?
Well, you know what? I was actually going to say, and I did say to you off air before we started, was it must be cold because normally you've only got a T-shirt on. And so when you've got a jumper, it's cold.
Yeah, well, it is. I brought my Gold Air heater with me today as well, plugged in. Man, that is pumping out some heat, 2,000 watts or something, it says.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start stripping very soon because it's getting quite hot in here. So,
God, Mr. Yeah. Lee, please keep those clothes on today.
Oh, not that.
Yeah. Not that anyone can see it, but, you know. I can, though. We are all about the movies and our Flickster, who this week will be checking out the movie The Invite. They've gone to see it. They're going to come on and tell us all about it. Seth Rogen in this one, Mr. Lee. I've got to say I'm a big Seth Rogen fan. Olivia Wilde, that's a bit of a surprise to me. Penelope Cruz, Edward Norton. So it's a pretty good cast.
It certainly is. And Olivia Wilde, she actually also directs it, which I think It must be so frigging hard to direct and also star in a movie.
How do you do that? Like, do you go, okay, hold on, hold, you know, action, and then run into spot?
Because you'd have to try to set up. You'd have to have a double, really, wouldn't you, to stand there to give me a look. Because you've got to look at it from the camera side of things, basically, and then you've got to run in and then do it and act.
Very interesting indeed. Now, our Flickster today, Mr. Lee, very interestingly, doesn't like to watch trailers before going into a movie. So this Flickster went in without knowing too much about The Invite. So this is what I love. This is going to be a very interesting review, I think.
I think so. And what a great idea to do, because at least you're going in blind and not have any idea about a movie. And you just go in, watch it for what it is, and then you come out. So it'll be interesting to find out what the Flickster thinks.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I like to watch the trailer. I like to see the IMDb score, the Rotten Tomato.
But see, you've already judged the movie. You can't do that.
I don't want to waste my time going and seeing something that's not good. Anyway, I'm sure our Flickster loved it, and we'll catch up with them and introduce them to you after we hear the trailer.
Hi, come in.
Nice to see you.
We are so happy you're here.
Are we expecting people? Can we put curtains on this window? I don't like how they can see into our apartment. This shirt, well, it's nice. It looks really good on you.
Well, you could tell me that once in a while.
Take them off?
I don't give a fuck if you take your shoes off.
For me, no gluten, no dairy, no meat, no sugar.
Oh, no!
There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
We also have something we wanted to talk to you about. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ring my bell. We feel a very strong connection with you guys.
That is so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, say thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Very flattering. You can ring my bell. This is amazing. Take it all back. We should invite more people.
This is the best night of my life.
It's like a little game we have.
They're being with us.
We really just wanted to see the apartment.
Why do I feel like everyone knows something except for me? Just to be clear, you, her, and me.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, also you.
Oh, I have no idea, Miss Lee, what ring my bell means. But hold on, that looks cheeky.
We may have to ask the Flickster.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's try and get away from this awkwardness. Let's introduce our Flickster for this week to tell us all about The Invite. It's Perry.
Hey, go, guys.
Hey, my friend. Welcome to Talkin' Flicks. You are making your debut today, your very first time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Can I ask, Perry, we found out and we did just say that you don't watch trailers, but do you enjoy going to movies?
Yeah, I mean, movies are my thing. I don't know how many times I've been in the past month, but I absolutely love them.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah. So good. Yes, Mr. Lee and I enjoy going to the movies as well.
We do.
Separately.
Yeah. I was just going to say, separately. Yes.
Yeah, but great to have you here. And the invite, I guess what we both want to know is, did we send you to a good-looking film?
Well, I didn't see a trailer. I didn't see anything. So I didn't know. But it lived up to... Yeah, it lived up to a good man.
You like comedies, of course, because it is a huge comedy with Seth Rogen. You know it's going to be funny.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So it was funny?
Well, I don't... it wasn't, but then it was, and then it wasn't.
Oh.
So it had a very, like... you were always kept... wondering what was going to happen next.
I think that's actually quite good sometimes, isn't it? Like when you can't predict what's going to happen. And for you, going in blind as well, so you didn't really know anything about it. How would you describe Seth Rogen? Brent and I were saying how good he is in movies and he's quite funny. Obviously one of the big stars in this one. How'd you find Seth go?
He was quite astounding. Like I find him... a difficult actor to watch sometimes, but he really got into character, and he had this serious portrayal of his character, and then there'd be that funny moment that would just appear out of nowhere, it was very well done.
So the story is it's a couple, Joe and Angela, which is played by Steph and Olivia Wilde. They're having a few little problems with their marriage, so they invite the neighbours from upstairs to come down for a dinner party, who happens to be Penelope Cruz and Edward Norton. And I was thinking, and I know this will sound a bit funny, but if you had to have dinner with someone, would they be the people you'd want to have dinner with?
Their characters or them as actors?
Well, let's say both. Let's say the character and also them as a person.
Them as characters, I don't think so. yeah, just a little bit awkward. Them as actors, definitely. I would love to pick their brains about different topics in regards to the movie world.
So now, look, these guys are all confined in an apartment, right? And there's tension. How does that unfold? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so obviously not knowing much about the movie, I quickly worked out that it was, just in an apartment, the whole movie. And it was just so wonderfully done how they captured the emotion and the thought. Like, they did so well with the dialogue that it was so well portrayed that you didn't need much else to pull you into the movie. It was very impressive.
There was a Tom Hanks movie, wasn't there, in the last couple of years, very similar, where it was set inside a house and just was inside the four walls. That was the whole movie. They're doing a lot of this, aren't they? Where they're just keeping it quite, these storylines quite confined. Do you think it works? Or do you think it can sometimes get a bit boring?
I thought it was actually amazing. I think it worked really well. While I was watching the movie, I was thinking, like, I was kind of like at a play. Like, I was watching a stage performance, and it was just... one room, one stage, like, and these actors were playing out in a role, like, in a play. It was just, yeah, very, very impressive.
I think having it in one place, and that Tom Hanks movie, I actually really enjoyed that. I can't think of the name of it. Was it Here? I think it was called Here. I think it's actually quite a bold thing to do, because a lot of sitcoms and things like that are usually in one place. You know, look at Seinfeld, you know, most of the time it was in Jerry's apartment, or, you know, a lot of the other sitcoms are just in that one place. So I think it's, you don't have to have the big flash sets and all those sort of things and CGI and going out. So when you're having a dinner party, well, you're kind of in that one room, aren't you, for the whole time?
Yeah. And it definitely, like the confines of an apartment made it feel like a prison of emotion and tension and awkwardness. And it got you thinking about what was being said and what was happening, and it really stirred emotion, and it was just, yeah, so such a powerful movie. Yeah, it was very impressive.
Now tell me, if you were dropped into this movie because you were invited to that dinner party, how long think would you survive it?
Yeah, so honestly, I'd be out in the first like 20, 30 minutes. It's purely just the awkwardness of the conversation and the tension that just built so quickly off the mark. I just want to get out of here.
So Perry, when we look at the pacing of the film, because that's always quite important, sometimes that'll keep you hooked, sometimes it can put you to sleep. It's all about keeping you engaged. How did you feel the pacing was in the film? Did it keep you hooked, or were there moments that kind of felt too fast or maybe too slow?
Yeah, I felt like the movie was like really well paced. Like it was going back to that whole, it's just an apartment, but there was parts where like the couples were split into different rooms, and it'd pull you. You'd be pulled into one room and you'd experience what was going on there and the emotions and the tension and the arguments and the conversations happening there, and then go back to the other couple and you'd be hearing their conversation and then it'd all come back together. And it was just, yeah, so well paced and so well thought out in the dialogue specifically. It just captivated you the whole time and it just kept moving.
If the movie wasn't called The Invite, what do you think would be a good name for this movie?
I would go with just the word tension. I think that perfectly describes the whole movie.
Well, I know that we mentioned earlier about you having laughs and stuff. Would you say there was lots of gasping, a bit of cringing as well? Would you say there was a lot of that throughout the film?
Honestly, like there was some funny moments, obviously, I mostly was cringing the whole movie right up until the end, and it got a little bit sad. The most of the movie was very stomach. Oh, what am I doing? Why am I here? I want to get out.
And how about the soundtrack? We always say that's one of the most important parts of any film. We heard Ring My Bell. I don't know. Do you know what that means, Perry? Because Grant Lee and I have got no idea what that line means.
You've got a good guess as I do.
Okay, should I Google it, or do you think it's going to get me in trouble?
Oh, no.
I would hate to imagine what it means. It wouldn't be the dinner bell, come and get your dinner, would it?
No, I don't think so. That's okay. You can think that's what it is.
Let's do.
What I'll do, I'll make sure I go in and Google it on the Forum 6 computer, okay? So
yeah, please do.
I'll leave that.
Because that won't look awkward at all, will it?
Not at all. But that song does feature in the soundtrack. I think it certainly suits it. How did you find the soundtrack on the big screen? Were there any other big songs that come back and really suit the film?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any songs that really stuck out to me. It was more just like the score behind what was happening. It was very well placed, and it was very like gripping, and it matched the emotions that were happening during the scenes.
No worries. Well, guess what, Pime Perry? Sorry, I'll get your name right. One sec.
Pime.
Yeah, so sorry.
The Pie Pie.
It's too early.
Have another drink.
Yeah, I will. My mouth is a bit dry. But anyway, Perry, we've come to that time of the podcast. How many Chock Tops are you going to give?
The freezer's got to open first.
Oh, look, see, I'm not with it. It's not good. Thank you. Thank you. The freezer's open now. How many Chock Tops out of five are you going to give this movie the invite?
Honestly, I would have to give it like 4 out of 5 Chock Tops.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's an awesome score.
That is. So you're saying go see it.
I would. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
That's great. I love that, Mr. Lee. It really is so good. That is The Invite. Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, and Penelope Cruz and Edward Norton all locked in a room together. There's tension, as you heard from Perry. Awkwardness. Kind of sounds like when you and I get locked in a room together, Mr. Lee.
Like today, yes, yeah. We are. Like, you're just trying to make me laugh.
I don't know why you're having a bit of a bad one today. It hasn't been good. Maybe you need the weekend.
Perry, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Well, man. I hope you can come back again.
Oh, sounds good.
Have a lovely weekend, mate. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, you too.
Have a nice weekend. And we'll definitely have you back again, Perry. What a dude.
Oh, it was great. He did so well. So well. It's just, you know, we're meant to be the professionals, JT. What's going on?
I'm not feeling very professional today, I've got to say.
No.
Can't get my words
right. The weekend's here.
It's here. And hey, maybe a great weekend to go and see a film. Spider-Man is out this weekend. That's one. Also, go and see The Invite, which we just heard from Perry, giving it a 4 out of 5. That's great. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. Any weekend plans for you?
No, very quiet after my big weekend last weekend, so very quiet.
I think you need to. I think you do too much.
I think I do. Yeah, how about yourself? You doing anything?
No, I think it's a quiet weekend this weekend, which would be good.
Oh.
Yeah, too many big weekends for me as well. No good.
Oh, hey, don't you do a barbecue on Sunday?
Yeah, sounds good. You supplying all the meat?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Like and salads. Yeah.
I like good. It. And maybe we can sit down and Google Ring My Bell. Have a lovely weekend. We'll catch you next Thursday.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.